Y'all read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, and Galatians, the 5th chapter. Chapter, book of Exodus. Starting with the first verse, said, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the Sabbath day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's." 5th chapter, book of Galatians. We're going to start with about the 13th verse, I guess. It says, "For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not thy liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 20th chapter of Exodus and some of the 5th chapter of the book of Galatians. Now, this is nothing new to anyone that's here or anyone that's listening. It's nothing new. Same old. Same things written. We got 10 commandments written up here. I read them unto you out of the very chapter that was taken from. 20th chapter of the book of Exodus. Then we read some out of the New Testament that sort of backs up what these 10 had said. What he said back concerning that of Moses and the children of Israel, that they should keep the commandments and that of the law. Now, I want to talk to us this morning just a little bit. You might say, preacher, that I've heard that all my life. Well, you've heard the right thing. It's fact. A lot of folks that says, well, I've heard that all my life, and they don't pay it no mind, because they have come to the place that they've heard it all their life. And that's what I've heard. I ain't what I'm going to preach on this morning. You might be surprised at how the Lord works a lot of times. I am. I don't know about you. A lot of times the Lord shows me things and gives me messages, I say, only way I know how to put it, out of some of the strangest things. And it comes sometimes from the strangest ways, it seems like, in my life. Now, I want to talk just a little bit this morning, God being my helper, about what's right. About what's right. You say, preacher, what do you mean, what's right? This book is a book of rights. It is. It shows you there's no way, form or fashion, brethren, that you would ever understand what was right if you weren't showed what was wrong. Think about it. There's no way to measure what's good if there's no evil. Is that right? There's no way to know that you're being blessed unless there's a curse. And there's nothing, my friend, to compare life with if there's no death. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, the Bible is a book of rights. Glory. Hallelujah. Right, my friend. Look at what's right. Get your eyes off what's wrong today. A lot of folks can't live without the wrongs. You know that? It's their life. It's their life. They want their hands in whatever's wrong. They want to talk about whatever's wrong. And they themselves will not do right. Christ called them hypocrites. Exactly what he called them. Hypocrites. He said, you've cleaned up, my friend, the outside of the platter. He said, but the inside is full of dead man's bones. What's right? Let's look this morning at what's right. Brethren, forget about what's wrong. But you have to have the wrong to know what's right. Have to. Have to. No other way about it. Very first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Brethren, that's right this morning. Right. He told you what is right. Why would we look for wrong? You got what's right. Have we not? Didn't he give the children of Israel what was right for them? And it's right for us. Hadn't changed. You say, preacher, we ain't. I know what we had in our Sunday school. I'm not going to get into all that. Preacher, we're not living in that day. You better believe we ain't. Why is it that we dwell so much on the wrong? Why? Why is it that we dwell and ponder our days away on things we cannot do? You know what he wants us? He wants us to do. To do. Waste your time on doing. A lot of times we it just seemed like it ignites a fire in us. My friend, when somebody does wrong, brethren, we put all of our energy to let people know they're wrong today. Do we not? What's right? I know what's right. You know what's right. Why can't we do right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Preacher, I'm not under them 10. Well, you're under the 2. Yes, you are. I read one of them to you. Listen, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That covers half of them, does it not? And the other half, my friend, is about God. You know what the New Testament says? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, all thy might, and all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Is it not? That's right. Brethren, that's what God's given us, is to do right this morning. Right. If we're saved, as we say we're saved, we'll do what Galatians says. We'll follow after the Spirit and we'll crucify the flesh, my friend, and the lust. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right this morning. That's the right thing to do. You know why a lot of folks can't stay out of the world? They ain't got the keeper in them. Absolutely. They ain't got the resistor. No, sir. They ain't got it. Brethren, they can't do right for doing wrong. Think about it. Brethren, God's always looked at the right, folks. And he's dealt with the wrong. Has he not? Bible says in the days of Noah that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That's right. Huh? In the midst of a whole world, brethren, Noah found grace in his eyes. Didn't he find the right? He found the right. Searched out the right. Brethren, and he dealt with the wrong today. Did he not? These people all through the scriptures, my friend, God's delivered them that are right. Do you know that? He delivered them. Yes, he did. He sanctioned them. He separated them. Brethren, and he done away with the wrong. He's still doing it. You say, preacher, it don't work that way today. Oh, yes, it does. Right. Right. What's right? Right. I wonder today, I really do. Does not the Bible say that when Noah found grace in his eyes that he gave him a pattern to build an ark? Build an ark. According to the scripture timeline, it took him 100 years. 100 years. To build that ark. The Bible says in the New Testament, it said, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. It waited. Brethren, long suffering. The scripture says that God is long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. They should not be a question.
brethren, in our heart today, who we gonna serve? Should not. We're not the children of Israel. We're not them. The Bible says we're not of them that draw back unto perdition. But we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Do right. Do right this morning. The book's full. Thank God of things that are right today. Yes, it is. Full of it. Did he not deliver Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego? Did he not deliver them? It does not. It does not record. Brethren, what happened, nor did he deliver the rest of them young men that took of the king's meat. Don't even mention them. Does it? It mentions Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And God delivered them. All four of them. Did he not? Yes, sir. And brethren, them four, my friends, stood for God. Even though they was captive in a strange land. Brethren, they did not lose their trust for God today. And they done that was what? Right. Right. The Bible says, I've never looked at it just like this, but the Bible says that David was faithful in all his house, except concerning one thing, and that was Uriah the Hittite. It's exactly what it says. God looks, brethren, at the right today. Preacher, what did he do about that wrong? He punished him. Consequences. I'll say this, brethren, that situation has not changed. You get out of God's will, there's consequences. That's right. Proven by the Word of God. Proven. Brethren, God just wants us to love Him today. Does He not? With half our heart, quarter our heart. It's about like giving a dime when you could give 50 cents. Huh? Is that not right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Don't tell me it won't bother you. It'll do it. Well, preacher, that's a simple thing. Doesn't matter. Brethren, there's some things, brethren, that's just right in the sight of God. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Brethren, it is amazing how God used David. Now, David, my friend, had run. He said, by my God, I've been made able to run through a troop and to leap over a wall. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's get, thank God, on the right side of this thing. There's a better way to travel. Preacher, I've just looked at the book and it's all about don't. Why don't you do what's right? Then it'll be all about do. If you do what's right, you won't have time to do wrong today. Do you know that? There's an old saying says the devil's, that an idle mind's the devil's playhouse. There's probably a little truth to that, but it's that ain't Bible, but the Bible will back it up. Somebody occupies your house. And you know what? They occupy it 100% of the time. You hear me? 100% of the time, they occupy your house. Quit worrying about don't. Quit worrying about wrong. Do right and do today. Glory. Preacher, there's so many things against me. Just keep doing. Keep doing. You'll find out after a while that resistance you feel, my friend, will slowly fade away. Now hear me. Yeah. Hear me. It doesn't matter. I don't care what age you are. Brethren, temptation will come your way. But folks, temptation ain't sin. It's what you do with it. Is that not right? It's what you do with it. I've heard many be the time. Shame on this one and shame on that one, my friend, when there's two of them involved. You hear me? Yes, sir. Just because somebody done something don't mean you got to do. Do you know that? Just because there's a situation that arises, my friend, don't mean you've got to be part of it today. Hear me. Amen. Hear me. If we walk in after the Spirit and have crucified the flesh, my friend, we ought to be out to do. Do you know that? Out to do right today. You know what? Do right and you won't have to worry about what's wrong. Do you know that? Preacher, I can't do it. You're a child of God. You're a child of the King. Folks, there's something comes with being born again. There's something that comes, my friend, with the help of God. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is open the toolbox. Brethren, He's got things to help you. Be a better person. Yes, He has. Right. Look at it. Read it. Right. He deals with right. Does He not? Right. How did He come up with these? They're right. Huh? They're His commandments. And they're right. Are they not? Preacher, we don't go by them 10. I'll say again, keep the two. You keep the two, it'll be right. You keep the two, my friend, and you won't have to worry about the 10. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moses was faithful in all his house. Do you know that? Faithful. God saw Moses as a faithful person. Yes, He did. But yet He didn't let His faithful person go into Canaan. Told him. Said, you ain't going in. Yes. Huh? Point blank. Why, preacher? Because he did not magnify the Lord in the presence of the children of Israel. You ever had the Lord to lay something on your heart to do? And it just seemed like it was the wrong time. Well, them people are going to think I'm crazy. They may do it. But you know what's right to do? It's to move when he says do. It's to move. It's to do it. Do it. It might have seemed strange to Jacob when the Lord told him, said, you go over and get a poplar stick and carve some rings in it. Huh? Strange. He said, when them healthy cattle, it's exactly what he told him, them healthy cattle come to that trough, you put that stick in there. Yeah. He said, and when them feeble ones come, he said, you pull it out. Exactly what he told him. They wasn't many ring-striped and spotted cattle, I'm here to tell you. Laban had done looked out across that field, and he agreed. You can have all them ring-striped and all them spotted. They ain't enough of them me to worry about. About how he felt, I believe. But the Lord had something else in mind. Go over and get that stick and carve you a few rings in it. Huh? Preacher, that won't work. That's the strangest thing I ever heard in my life. It worked. It's the right thing to do. Yes, sir. Bible said them old cows started dropping ring stripe and spotted cattle. Yeah. Glory. God's way of work, Leroy. It don't matter how strange it looks. Even today. Even today. Right. Jacob received the blessing from Isaac. He did. Preacher, is through trickery and all such as this? No, it wouldn't. Just read your book. Study it out. You'll find out, my friend, I believe the Lord had a hand in that matter. And Jacob's mother, my friend, knowed more than Isaac did about that situation. She sure did. Listen, right. It might have been here. I preached on it somewhere about right and wrong. About how right, wrong got a hold of right, but right overcome wrong. Yes, sir. Listen, it's full of it. It's full of it. But I want you to know, you need to look at the Bible, my friend, as a book of right. Preacher, it tells me when I'm wrong all the time. Look at it right. Do right. That wrong will not bother you. It won't. Not a bit. That wrong won't condemn you because you ain't going to be guilty. Right. Do. Don't worry about don't. Rather just do this morning. You know what's right. Did you know man as a whole knows what's right? There's something inside of man that belongs to God. Yes, sir. It belongs to God. The Bible says over in the book, Proverbs, I believe it is, maybe Ecclesiastes. It says that when dust goes back to dust, but the Spirit goes back to the Father which gave it. That's right. There's a preacher, it's different today. No, it's not. You can preserve this body as much as you can. You can tomb it up and preserve it all that you want to, my friend. If there's any air ever touches it, she'll fade away. She'll go right back. Right back where it come from. Yes, sir. Isn't it amazing? Not trying to be vulgar or anything like that. You take a body, somebody's died, and you lay them right out there on that ground. Brethren, you give it a few days and come by and you won't see no body there. You'll see a skeleton. Because that dust goes right back. Yes, sir? Why, preacher, you crazy? No, I'm not. That's right. If me and you would think, you go into the book of Philippians, I believe it is, and there's several things in there. Whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report, so and so, on and on. He said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. What did I read to you out of the book of Galatians? My friend, he said, love, joy, peace. These things, against such, there is no law. Do right today. You won't have to worry about the other. Just do right. It is right. He's left with us what is right. One writer asked a question, my friend, about what was right, and he said that you ought to humble yourself before God. There's a lot of things in the Scripture, brethren, that if we had just study them and read and look at them, you would find out that God wants you and I to do right. Don't worry about wrong. Don't worry about it. A lot of times, that's going to be the message. I'm not going to go any further this morning. I don't know how you look at things. Come get a verse song, if you would, Mike. I really don't. I don't know how you look at things. But you know, you let a little trouble come and the whole house gets turned upside down. It does. And I'll be the first one to tell you, I ain't no different than you are. Well, preacher, you ain't never had a problem. Well, some people might say. But the truth of it is, you should not let trouble or a problem turn your house upside down. It might do it for a minute, but brethren, you get a hold of God. You turn it over to Him, and I'll promise you, you can have some peace. Why? Because you're going to do right. You're going to do right. You're not going to do wrong. The Bible is a book of rights. Book of rights. Well, preacher, it tells a lot of wrongs in there. Has to tell. There's a verse of Scripture that it says that God has created the wicked man for the day of evil. It's in there. Might take me a minute, but I could find it. It's in there. You'd be surprised how many people has come to me and said, preacher, where's that verse? I'd show them. Tell them. Well, I ain't never read that. There's things, my friend, about God's way of doing things that this world don't understand. Do you know that? And the real truth of it is, a lot of times we don't understand. But you know what? It's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. The Bible says this, and I don't know if we've ever tried it or not. It said, give thy enemy a drink. Just give him a drink. He said, in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. You know why? He don't understand that. He don't understand what's right. All he understands is what's wrong. Preacher, I see there's some situations I just can't get over. Give it to God. Give it to him. Give it all to him. And once you give it to him, thank God, get up and do right. You hear me? Get up and do right. Books full of them, full of illustrations from Genesis to Revelation. Right. Not wrong. Right. That you think's against you, if you'll do right, it will not be against you. The resistance gone if you'll just do right. Why are we staying? Sing a verse, some song.
Church hymn 44.